Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school starts at 10, Sunday worship 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study is at 7, Wednesday youth group is at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. That face you just made was priceless. I love you, sister. We are back. You are tuned into Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Delfred Bunny Whitecrow.
Yes.
His title for today is, What Did He Write?
Yes.
Back to you, sir.
Yes. Well, we can continue here. And verse 36, it says, What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me and shall not find me? Where I am, there you cannot come. And he was telling them because they didn't believe him. They were out and about to kill him. But in 37, there's going to be a change here. It's going to be a change. This is what Jesus said. In the last day. Now, don't get this wrong. You got to look at what was written here. And it's going to explain it to, because a lot of people are scared of the last day. If you're a child of the living God, you're looking forward for that last day. But here it says, in the last day, that great day of the feast. He was talking about the feast of the tabernacles, the last, very last day. See, Jesus waited until this was accomplished. You got to look at this and see when it was accomplished, this is what Jesus said. He says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. After all this was accomplished, the Feast of the Tabernacles, Jesus got up and he said, Hey, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. He says, He that believed on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That what makes it so different, because Jesus let everything fall in place before he didn't interrupt. He didn't go and say, you can't do this. I am the Son of God. But he let all these things to be fulfilled where Jesus began to stand up. Jesus didn't operate out of order. He was not out of order, but he was right. And that's why he kept on saying, my time has not yet come. Remember that in the scriptures earlier? My time has not yet come. So he let all these things fall in place before he stood up. He's announcing himself, Hey, if any man thirsts, let him come. And if you believe, just like the scripture said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Okay, now let's get to the message of what did he write. In 8th chapter of St. John. 8th chapter of St. John. We know that this is after the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, do you believe rivers flowing out of your belly? Don't you know that our intestines, in our natural being here, our intestines, is our, what you call that, immune system. This is what, if you have your intestines, and if it's good, you have good immune system. That's why we got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is our immune system for the things that are out here. It will guide us and lead us and direct us into all truth. Into all truth. This is what we have. That's out of our belly, show rivers of living water. That's the Holy Spirit that is within us. We all need that. And just like we need our intestines. Remember, that they tried to accuse Jesus' disciples and said, your disciples don't wash their hands before they eat. And he said, it's not what goes in that defiles, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles. So what's in here, what comes out of your mouth, is your rivers of living water. It brings forth life. That's what Jesus was saying. If you thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So we're going to drink life. We're going to drink all this, and it's going to produce life. Okay, here in the 8th chapter, The number eight means a new beginning. So it's not by accident that the number eight is right here. It means a new beginning. So it says, and Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. He began to sit down and teach them. He says, and the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And remember, women represents the church. How many know that sometimes you got to clean out your church? He says that when they had set her in the midst, they weren't making a show of her. They set her down in the midst. Remember when Jesus, when they hung Jesus upon a cross, they put the nails in his hands. Don't you know when they put the nails through his hands? It's because you can't take. If you took off that thing from the tree that's not good for you, you can't take it no more because your hands is nailed. The word of God says every handwritten ordinance that is written against you is nailed to the cross. So that tree of knowledge and good and evil, you can't take it no more because it's nailed to the cross. Okay, you put the crowns, the thorns upon his head, that our thoughts won't be everywhere no more, but it will be upon the Son of God. Okay, what came out of Adam?
Out the head.
Is woman that came out of Adam, right? He made woman out of man. Remember? Okay, when they stuck Jesus in the side, that was for the woman. Stuck him. It was blood and water that came out. So the woman was reborn in that it became the church. So they were trying to accuse this woman. It says, and they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And this kind of made me laugh because the Bible says this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And it's early in the morning. Okay, how do you know what this woman was doing? Was you there? Was you taking a part of what she was doing? Was you the are you the problem?
Yeah.
Are you the participant?
Yes.
But you know, Jesus knew the very thought. He knows the very intent of the heart. And he says, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? And this they said, tempting him, and they that might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. What was Jesus writing? Now, who's all there? The elders, the scribes, and the Pharisees. How many know that Jesus knows you? He knows you. And in Luke, go to Luke. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Verse 17. Now this is, he sent out 70. Remember, he sent out 70, and 70 came back with a good report. This is going to tie into to what Jesus was writing upon the ground. He says, verse 17, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Amen. This is a witness that Jesus has said, because you know why? Now they understand that through my name that these things are taking place. That they got to be subject to the higher powers of God, these unclean spirits. And he says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But verse 20, remember, 2020, perfect vision, 2020, perfect vision. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not, he's talking about the spirits, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. What is your name written at? In heaven. Jesus is doing some writing. Jesus is doing some writing. Okay, let's go back to St. John, the 8th chapter. Remember, Jesus stooped down. He stooped down. He's bent over. Who was it that had the issue of blood or that was bent down? How long was she bent down for?
Was it 12 years?
It was 18 years?
It was a long time.
18 years? She was bent down like that, looking. How many know the Word of God says to seek those things that are above? Mm-hmm. When you're seeking those things that are above, you're seeking towards heaven. But if you're bent over, you're seeking those things that are natural, that are dead works. Okay, what's 6 plus 6 plus 6? 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. How many know that God, how many know that Jesus healed that woman, that no longer is she seeking those things that are natural, those things that are dead works, but she's seeking the Most High God. Okay, let's finish here. And it says, when he as though he hurt them not, verse 6, it says, this they said, tempting him, saying they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he hurt them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them. Now, a lot of people use this, but they don't know the really deep meaning of it. Say, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. That's so true. He without sin, it means if you're not walking by faith, you're walking by sight. Remember, he said, don't judge according to the appearance, but judge righteously. Judge. How many can you judge like this? You're going to have to, because you got to walk by faith. You're not depending on your sight or what you see, but you're depending upon your faith. How many know that when Solomon went to sleep, he was at rest? When Solomon was sleeping at rest, God was able to come to him and talk to Solomon. See, when you're at rest, the Lord can talk to you. But when you're busy doing something, it's hard to get your attention because your attention's on everything else but on resting. So when you're resting, God is able to talk to you. That's why we have dreams. And he says, and he stooped down again and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, begin at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had lift up himself, he saw none but the woman, and said unto her, Woman, the church, where are thy accusers? No, hath no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. He's telling, don't eat that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. I took the spear in my side. You're born again. This is the church that I'm going to build, that the gates of hell is not going to touch anymore. You can't touch it no more. You know why? Because now you realize, remember when he said, now you realize that your name is written in heaven. Go to Jeremiah. This is what Jesus wrote. Jeremiah 17. It's important to know where your name is written. Jeremiah 17, let's start with the fifth verse. And he says, Thus saith the Lord, Cursed be the man that trusteth in... You know, right here where it says trust, with the E-T-H right there, you see that E-T-H? Trusteth. How many know that means present tense? Every E-T-H that you see in the Bible, it means present tense. And I'm thinking, wow, whoever wrote this word of God, they were really smart. Because it was written, over 2,000 years, way over two, maybe 3,000 years ago. But yet, it still has effect today. The E-T-H means present tense. It means right now. So it says, Cursed be the man that trusteth in man. How many of this man that trusted a man today? Mm-hmm. How would they know? How would they know? But they do know. There's man that trusted in man. They're common sense man. And they take courage in man. But Jesus, or Jeremiah wrote, Cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in salt land, and not inhabit it. That's what's happening. That's what you call a famine. A famine of someone that don't know when good is coming. They can't see it because they don't have faith. They trust, how would you say, they worship the creature more than the creator.
Come on.
And it says, Blessed is the man that trusteth. And there's your ETH right here. Remember, ETH means present tense. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the rivers, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruits. Amen. That's the church. That church is going to be planted by the rivers of living water. It says, and the heart is deceivable or deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? I know someone that can know it. I know someone And he says right here in verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Go to verse 13, then I'm going to close with this. Verse 12, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. Okay, this is what Jesus wrote. He says, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They that depart from me shall be written in the earth. That's what Jesus was writing on the ground. He was writing the names that departed from the Lord. Don't let your name be written in the earth, but let your name be written in heaven. Rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice that your name is written in heaven. When Jesus bent over and began to write as he didn't hear them, he knew that they departed from the living Lord, the living God, the God of the Most High, the highest God ever, the Son of God, that Jesus began to bend down because they accused the church. They accused the church and try to take it away, try to destroy it, and try to tempt the Son of God. But Jesus began to write their names in the earth because they departed. It says, and they shall depart from me. See, so okay, read it all over again. And the O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of the living water. That's what Jesus was writing. That's what he was writing. He was writing their names in the earth. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. That is my message for you today.
Wow. That's yeah, that's what the Lord, because I did.
Oh, yes, come on. Yes, Lord.
As a woman who has committed adultery and has played the part. And a man committing adultery, being a stripper in Dallas. When I read this, it did something to me. And I took it to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I went against you in your covenant of marriage. Forgive me for that, Lord.
Yes.
Make me right. Search me, O God. Search me, O God. Make in me a clean heart. I want a heart after you, O God. Please. Search me, O God. And I asked him what he was writing in the sand, in the dirt, that made those people leave and not throw stones at that woman. And a while later, I was reading front to back, cover to cover, and the Lord said, this is your answer.
Yeah.
When they seen their name, they left.
They were ashamed. Yeah.
They turned and left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. It just opened me up to so much. And it allowed me to grab hold of the love of God. And allowed me to grab hold of what Jesus did for even me. And to find yourself character, I'm sorry, is not the correct term. As a person, to find yourself as one of the persons in this Bible, because this is real. This is not just some book with characters, y'all. This is a real book with real people. And these words have true power to set you free.
Yep.
If you need freedom from anything that separates you from God, I want to encourage you to start right here. Right here. Mm-hmm. Right here. And don't be afraid to ask your Father in heaven questions, because he is faithful and loving and kind and wants to show you who he truly is.
Yep.
Now, before we close, would you be so kind and share with the people your church location, service times, and anything else that you would like to share, sir?
Yes, I'm a while. I was the pastor of the Elk City Indian Baptist Church here in Elk City. We have a new pastor today. I'm moving on to another pastorship in another town.
Okay.
So, but here in Elk City, they have the Elk City Indian Baptist Church is at 916 West 7th. Their services at Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning and Wednesday at 7. And his name is Kenny Wiley. He's the new pastor.
Okay, awesome. Well, we truly appreciate you coming in and bringing the Word of God. It was awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you already know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Delfred Bunny Whitecrow. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.